Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Happy New Year. This is Chance Rush Radio. Got my little 8-year-old daughter staring in, looking at me dancing, trying to make me laugh. Hope you guys had a fun, safe, exciting 2016. We all brought it in a couple days ago. Got to get some things out of the way. My Oklahoma Sooners, congratulations. Came up very short. 37-17 wasn't a pretty game at all. We had the opportunity, but we let Clemson go on a 21-0 run. We did not answer the bell in the second half. We probably should have just stayed in the locker room. I probably actually would have felt a lot better. Clemson went on. They're going to meet Alabama for the national championship. That would take place January the 11th. I will not watch the game. Hopefully the Thunder will be playing. Hopefully I have some things to do. I just, I'm not trying to be a hater, but my Sooners are done. I'm done. Let's move on for next season. Also, Oklahoma State Cowboys, not much of a Polk fan, but, they've been through a lot over there. Just this latest tragedy really kind of encouraged me to be an OSU fan, and they came up short as well. Just goes to prove that if we want to play with the big boys, we can't just show up. We got to beat them, That's the big thing, is we can't just show up against these teams. We have to beat them. And Clemson has our number. We've lost the last three to Clemson, and it wasn't pretty at all, and heartbreaking. But let me get off that subject real quick. Got a big announcement tomorrow night. Man, I got a real busy week. So if I don't return any phone calls, if I don't shoot any emails back, just know that I'm going to have a busy next couple days. Obviously tonight, my Minnesota Vikings, 10-5, taking on the Green Bay Packers. I know Brandon Stevens, you're probably out there watching this game too. 6-3 at the half if we win. We get home field, but it's going to look pretty good for us. Right now we're up 6-3, but you can't, Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews, man, they're on another level. We just have to stay in the ballgame with them. We're looking good so far. So I'm going to be busy after this. Tomorrow night is Big Monday. Oklahoma, KU, Allen Fieldhouse. I know they say beware of the fog, but let's beware of the Sooners. We are 12-0. Going into Lawrence, Kansas tomorrow night. Hopefully we can knock off the Jayhawks, number 2 in the nation, Oklahoma ranked 3 in the nation. I got a big Monday tomorrow night, and also our Oklahoma City Thunder, we have a game tomorrow night as well. We just beat Charlotte, I believe, last night. Thunder game, OU game, Vikings and Packers tonight. I love sports. We're winding it down. Winding this football season down. Just kind of going to be a long, lonesome 5 months or however long it is. But we'll be back before you even know it. I just want to say thank you to Mariah Watchman. She's going to be hosting One Chance Leadership. She's putting on her showcase out in Window Rock, Arizona. That's going to be taking place March the 3rd and Rumble on the Runway. And I'm going to have the privilege to work with her as well as MC1. We're going to go out there and we're going to throw it Oklahoma style and bring it and, get to hang out with a bunch of models and actors and actresses and whoever else goes out there for that. So I just locked in. I'm looking forward to return to Window Rock here with my man, Mr. MC1. Other than that, man, we have a great show tonight for the next 35 minutes. Be sure to call in 929-477-1651. And what I want you to do is I want you to call in and I want you to share with the listeners what are some things you do that is your quality time. There's some people that may want that advice. You know, they may be too busy, stressed out a lot, got a lot on their plate. You know, give us some input. You know, what do you do that calms you down? What do you do that gives you peace of mind during your quality time? So tonight's message is called Quality Time with You. And I'm going to kind of go over just a few things that has helped me over the years. Before I do that, I have to say this. I got to put this out there. Prayer request. I want you guys to keep my family in your thoughts and your prayers. Georgia Hoffman, Carson, if you're out there listening, Grandma, praying for Malia Hoffman. I want you to get better. I went to go visit with her this evening at St. Francis, said a prayer with her. It was cool. I had the opportunity to grow up with her and just kind of see her here and there. She's in the hospital, and they found leukemia really early, and she has a 98% chance of recovering from it. My daughter and I, Abby, we had the privilege to go up there and pray with her and just fellowship with her and things like that, which leads up to this. Message me on Facebook. Email me, chanceatchantress.com. If you're in the Tulsa area, I want you to message me. I'll go into the hospitals and I'll pray with the patient. I pray with the family. You know, I'm not the Pope or anything like that. But you know, prayer is powerful. And I'd be willing to do that if you could message me, Chance Lee Rush, on Facebook, chance@chancerush.com. Get at me. I would love to go and provide that type of service, mission, not service, but mission. You know, it's something I want to do. I think it's important for everybody to want to get outside their own comfort zone and, you know, go out and help someone else out. And it was an honor and a blessing to me to be able to go and pray with Malia and her family, our family. In saying that, I would like to just say this to everybody out there, okay? If you don't have anything nice to put on Facebook, for two things, if you don't have anything positive to put on social media, don't put it on there. That's one of the biggest reasons. You know, one of the biggest problems that we're having with all this hate and discrimination and racism is the stuff that we put on Facebook, you know, and we have people that like it and things like that. And don't be personal on Facebook. If you have beef with somebody else, call that person up. You guys talk about it like grown people instead of put it out there and put people on blast. I think it's terrible. I think it's whack. I think it's not right. Now, I know that sometimes, you know, I'll get this little couple of these messages and who is the greatest player of all time, rate your top five, rate your top ten. Yeah, you know, me and the bros, we trash talk on there. And, you know, I would always say Jordan and then Kobe and, you know, Kareem. We trash talk that way. Who's the greatest MC of all time? We trash talk that way, you know, and it's all in fun. But some of this stuff is just embarrassing because – it's not embarrassing to you. It's embarrassing. It's the situation. Why this competition? It's embarrassing to the community that it's a part of. It's embarrassing to your friends. It's embarrassing to your friends. So if you have some bonehead friends out there that have to put something, you know, just disrespectful on Facebook, you know, it's you have to tell them to stop. You have to tell them to quit it. You know, it's just not right. You know, you don't do that. And that's why this world is the way that it is today. And you know what? I don't want to keep going at it all the time. But that's one of the reasons why Ending Country is in the way that it is today. I mean, the way that it is today is because we're holding ourselves back. I had the opportunity to speak at the LNI tournament, and that's one of the messages that I hit home with the student athletes, is I said that nobody is holding us back but ourselves. Nobody's holding Indian country back but themselves. Nobody's holding back a young lady but herself. Nobody's holding back a young man but himself. Whatever you put into this world, I mean, whatever you put into your hustle, that's what you're going to get out of your hustle, okay? So, you know, it affects a lot of people, and we have to quit oppressing ourselves. We have to quit hurting ourselves and things like that, which brings me to my message this evening. Quality time with you. The more time you spend with yourself, the more that you're going to want to help others, and the more effective you're going to be toward others. Now, this past New Year's Eve, I was sitting with some, and we had a great time, and we brought up a speaker. There was an individual. There was an individual who was a real dynamic speaker, and she was telling me his story of, you know, he makes a living this way, and this is how he is able to provide for his family and what. He's an amazing speaker, and okay, I want to apologize about that. My goodness, callers, I do apologize about that. I don't know what happened. You know, online radio, I guess, a little bit. I'm going to pick up where I was cut off, and that's and that was. You know, I went and was telling the young lady about this gentleman. You know, as a public speaker, I had to decide to be effective. Whether it's where I came from and where I ended up, whether it was the state championships, the national championships, the All-American, the getting the degree. At the end of the day, I had to decide if I wanted to be special or not. I can't blame somebody for why I push certain things. And you know, that's just how it is in life. If whatever you want in life, you got to put in the work. And people are going to have those stories of you know, where they came from and how they rose to the occasion and what they accomplished. And there's also going to be that person that talks about why they couldn't do it, why he or she didn't make it, because this person did this to them and this person did that to them. Let me tell you something. People get victimized. Okay, and one thing that somebody taught me a long time ago is the difference between a victim and a victor. A victim always tells that story, but a victor prevails from being a victim. They overcome being a victim. And it's victims always tell a story, victors create a story. And you have to decide to be special. Now, I bring that up because it's one of those things. And I'm sorry, it's one of those things that's on you. It's up to you what you want to become. It's up to you what you want to do. Now, where you get that drive to overcome and to prevail is knowing who you are, understanding who you are, not trying to promote to other people who you are, but you have to understand who you are. I believe it or not, I work every day more and more on trying to understand, trying to figure out, you know, not necessarily who I am, but what direction do I want to go? What type of outreach do I want to, that I need to improve on? See, the definition of quality is the value of your worth. What is your worth? What is your value? This is a time where you have to want to step away from being a professional and focus more on being personal. It's stepping away from your responsibilities at work, your responsibilities when you come home from work, your responsibilities in your relationships, in your marriage, in your friendship. This is a time where you get away from yourself. Now, here's an example. Quality time with me. Does it mean going for a jog? Does it mean coming in, sitting down, popping me some popcorn, getting my recliner here, watch TV here, and just enjoy the football game, which I've been doing tonight. Ever since the kickoff started, I've been in my office just unplugging, and nobody can come in here, and this is my room tonight, and I'm taking in the football, and I'm, preparing for my show this evening. Well, here's the thing. That is not quality time with me. That's quality time with the TV. That's quality time preparing myself for my online show. I have to find quality time because when you find quality time with yourself, the more and more you focus on quality time with yourself, you're going to find it as a relief. This morning I got up and I went running, and that was quality time with myself. I went running, I prayed, I pushed myself, I tried to figure out how strong I was, on the straightaways and relaxed on the curbs and, whatever it may be. I found myself, that's my quality time because it is me. Going on walks is quality time with you, but it's important for you to take a step back and unplug from everything that you have going on and just focus on who you are. And when I mean focus on who you are, it doesn't mean the flat screen. It doesn't mean, work a puzzle or, make phone calls or be left alone, find a babysitter. Quality time with you is some things and some areas that can strengthen you, And so, when you decide to be special and you value your worth, what you're going to do is you're going to start determining just how powerful you are. You're going to determine how powerful you are. There's a gentleman that I work with, and I meet with him, on a weekly basis. And it's been a challenge to meet with him just because I've been out of town. I've also been on the road. But I sat with him one day and at lunch, and I was telling him, I said, it's up to you if you want to be an icon. It's up to you if you want to be influential. You have to be the person that decides how powerful you are. Now, me as a public speaker getting into this, I'm not a gold medalist, I'm not a rapper, I'm not any of these things that, that makes somebody significant. But I work hard and I believe hard and I pray hard and I speak hard. And everything that I do, man, I mean, I give a lot of energy into it. And maybe that's why I'm so competitive, or maybe that's why I try to overachieve, is because I want to be the best at every single thing that I do. Am I wrong for that? No. Am I stronger for that? Yeah, actually I am. It's because I decided to be effective. I decided to stand up. Now, here's the thing I want you guys to understand, whether it's relationship or business or anything else. You are your number one product. That's right. You are your number one product. If there's a young lady out there who's in a messed up relationship, you are the product. He may try to control the product. You are not in control of your product. You are giving your product away for cheap. It's on clearance. I know that sounds crazy, but you are your own product, and you have to stand by your product. I take a stand of who I am and what I want to share and what I want to deliver to my audience, to my clients, to the people that I coach, whatever it may be. I have to stand by what I'm delivering in these different capacities. Now, I talked a little bit about it last week or whatnot, If I'm going to be alcohol and drug free, then I need to. I'm sorry, my dog's barking around. If I want to be alcohol and drug free, then I need to be sober. I need to practice sobriety. It doesn't make me better than anybody else, and it just gets to me when I share that, and people think, you didn't come from here, you don't have my problems or whatever it may be. But it's okay if I want to talk about me being sober, then I can talk about me being sober. If I want to talk about the 6 hard, difficult, challenging years it took me just to get a bachelor's degree, and if I want to have a great story in that long journey, and if I want to share, then that's up to me. I can share it if I want to share the story. It's not being cocky. It's not being selfish. It's taking some substance that I learned along the way and trying to give it to somebody else. If you're elected a chairman, if you're elected on council, be grateful that you have that opportunity to share that story with somebody. It doesn't make you better than anybody. It's just an awesome story that you experience that someone else may not experience in their life. Now, in saying that, I think it's important to write some things down that you want to accomplish. Now, write just a few things down that you want to accomplish. But here's the thing. Write some things down that you're powerful at, things down that you're effective at. If it's praying, if it's thinking, if it's research, if it's singing, whatever it may be, invest yourself in that. Invest yourself in your talent. I was sharing this story with some young people at Wallapai, and I said, you got to be in love with your greatness. Be in love. Don't like what you're good at, but be in love with your greatness. If there's anything, if you didn't get anything out of this message today, I'm giving it to you right now. Don't like being good at something, but be in love with your greatness. Because believe it or not, it's two different things. MC1, if you know what I'm talking about, we were out in Wallapai with my boy Pete, and that's what I shared with the audience. Don't like what you're good at. Be in love with your greatness. When you can understand that, that would make you want to focus a little more on quality time with yourself, because that's what quality means. Quality means your worth, your value, your power. Who you are, what you put into it. That's what quality time is. And you know what? I know we have to try to live up to the expectations for our bosses. We have to try to live up to the expectation for our spouses, our significant others. We have to live up to the expectations of our community. And all those things, we should want to do them. But what's more important than that is what you expect of yourself, is how you empower yourself. Focus on empowering yourself before empowering a community. Focus on, being loving to yourself. Have quality time with you. Because like I said a little earlier, if you put quality time, if you invest quality time with yourself, you're going to be effective with others. If you don't, if you're just always busy and this and that or whatever it may be, just know that, So moving along here, let me ask you this, if you don't want to call in, fine. I got a few people on the dial here, but let me just try to make sure that I plug them in, because I would hate to, lose this whole thing because of the internet right now. But here's the thing. What do you do? Call in right now. 929. I don't care if you called before, 929-77-1651, and share with us, you know, what are some things that you do that you do for yourself? You know, not for others, but what you do for yourself. Okay? And then what is precious to you? What's precious to you? You know, because here's the thing. When you can focus on what you can give to others, it's going to help you in not only healthy situations, but it's going to help you in frustrating situations. It really is. If you empower yourself, you'll be able to handle not only excitement, but you'll be able to handle adversity. But it's up to how you handle yourself, though. You know, it's up to how you carry yourself and how you prepare yourself. Quality time is all about preparing yourself. And I want you guys, I want you to think about that, you know. Please stay with me. I know that I don't want to keep dancing around the same thing all the time, you know. But one of my quality times is my spirituality, you know. And I'll be honest with you, I can't sit and pray for 20 minutes because I'll fall asleep. You know, it's the honest truth, you know. I mean, I used to tell people out there, like, if you ever want to go to sleep at night, just lay down and start praying because you'll fall asleep. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think prayer is awesome, man. Prayer can put me to sleep. That's awesome. But here's the thing. I have to get up and go for a morning run. I have to go up and go for a nice long run. That's my prayer time. That's when I talk to Creator. That's when I, you know, it's when I come up with ideas and things like that. I'm not encouraging everybody to get up and go run. I think we all should. You know, we want to fight diabetes. We want to stay fit. We want to, you know, run off some calories, whatever it may be. But that's my quality time, is being spiritual. And, you know, quality time isn't always fun. You know, it's not, you know, and some of you guys agree with me out there. It's not fun. You know, quality time isn't fun, you know. a little crazy scenario is, you know, your significant other wants you to spend quality time with them, you know, and he or she will say that. Mainly it's the him, you know. He'll always say, you never spend any time with me. I just want us to be alone. I just want us to just, you know, have that quality time. You know, one or two things. One, they really mean I want to hang out with you tonight. That isn't necessarily quality time. But the other thing is you may not want to. You may not want to have quality time with your significant other. So you have to understand that quality time isn't always. That's why quality is a very important word, because you have to understand it in order to use it. You have to understand spirituality to know how to use it. You have to understand and learn about your culture before you can go and share it. You know, you have to know how to use things before you can go and, you know, deliver it and provide it towards someone else. So quality time isn't always fun, but it's a discipline, it's a commitment, and it's a reward. You know, I don't like to get up and run every single day, but I have to, you know, because there's a lot in it for me. That's my spirituality, is my running, you know. Going to the gym, you know, sitting in front of my computer and working, you know, doing some writing. You know, I don't have the luxury. I don't have the stability of getting a paycheck, you know, every week or every 2 weeks. You know, I have to get out and make some things happen and continue to work on my quality time so that I can be rewarded with going to speak in the community or go do a show or, you know, go do different things. I mean, there is my success today comes from the amount of time I spend by myself, the amount of the time that I spend, you know, with myself. And I know that may sound crazy. You know, I have a pretty cool gig here. I really do. I don't have a lot of listeners. I wish I could sit here and tell you that I had thousands of listeners, but I can't say I have 100. I have hundreds of listeners that listen in, you know, every Sunday night. And I'm very thankful. And you all just, you know, you make me want to work extra hard. So for everybody who listens live or everybody who listens to the archives or through the delayed broadcast or however you say, I want you to know, man, I work extremely hard for you. And you motivate me, not, you know, not a movie or not a song or not an idea. Those things don't motivate me. But the people who invest in me, you motivate me. You know, you have me wanting to be the very best that I can be, you know, to help other people. And I understand that because of the amount of quality time that I spend on myself. You know, it's not fair for me to say, hey, I live for you guys because, you know, I live for Creator. But I also live to play my part while I'm still on Earth because I'm only here for so long. And I have that opportunity to stay in here and work hard and do that. So the online Blog Talk Radio is a highlight of my Sundays, you know, other than, you know, my football here. I love going into different communities and working in different communities. I love sharing stories, you know, whether it's through just conversation or, you know, some of the things that I put on Facebook or even some of the stuff, you know, like sharing my family or whatnot, you know, with everybody. You know, I try not to do it in a way that I brag or anything like that, but it's certainly, you know, because I understand who I am, I understand how I can share what I do with other people. You know, I love this gig, and my Creator, my Heavenly Father, He told me one day through prayer, whatever you want to do, you're going to do it. If you not only run things through me, but if you understand my will, you're going to have a pretty successful mission. And there's times, you know, that I want to try to do all of this on my own. There's times that I break down because you can ask anybody who is consultant out there, anybody who's a motivational speaker, that if people don't agree with you, they're not going to bring you in. And if they don't bring you in, you're not going to be able to take care of your family. And I have an obligation, first and foremost, to Creator. I have an obligation to be the very best that I can be. And I also have an obligation to the people. It goes in that order. And a lot of times, you know, we try to live for someone else. We try to do things for someone else, you know, for us, and whether it be relationship or your boss or, you know, social media or whatever else, you know. But, you know, God, myself, and then the people, that's what helps me, you know, and it allows me to understand. But I get all that understanding what quality time is. Sometimes I don't like to the office and write, but I have to come up with a curriculum for an upcoming event. I don't like coming into the office and returning emails I would rather be in front of my big screen. Well, I'm not gonna lie to you. I got a big screen in my office, and I got my recliner in my office. But sometimes I can't sit in that. Sometimes I can't watch that. Sometimes I have to get right here in front of this computer, and I have to grind, and I have to get it done. You know, that's quality time. And sometimes I don't like doing it, but I have to do it to get to where I want to go. And that's the honest truth. Quality time isn't always fun sometimes. But the more and more you commit to quality, the more and more you quit commit to quality time, the more and more you'll understand and you'll have a relationship with quality time. That's why some of these relationships out there aren't going to work, because a couple doesn't invest in quality time, not necessarily with each other, quality time individually as a person. So, young man, give that young lady some time to herself. Young ladies, give him some time to himself. If you have a boss out there, you know what? Find quality time. Find quality time to be an effective employee. If you're a boss out there, understand that your employees, they're not robots. Your employees, they can't just do everything you ask them to do and whatever it may be, because you're their supervisor and you'll write them up and this and that, you know? I'll tell you right now, you know, you're gonna be effective in life on how you carry yourself and the type of relationship you have with yourself. The more you spend time with yourself, the more you're going to understand how powerful you are. Let me wrap this up here in closing. That night, New Year's Eve, I told that lady, I charge this much because I'm invested in myself. And my work is great. My quality time with myself can be powerful, and I'm reasonable. I am my own product, and I am going to stand next to what I can offer others. If you can't stand next to what you offer others, then you need to work on yourself. You don't need to give up, or you don't need to, go find help. Got to invest in yourself. You got to believe in the product. Ladies and gentlemen, about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Minnesota Vikings 20, Green Bay Packers 3. This is being played at Lambeau Field. Everything looks pretty good for a Viking Nation. Grew up watching these guys, man. My dad, my uncles, my whole family, man, we're all Minnesota Vikings fans. You know, when you grow up in North Dakota, you know, and your whole childhood is football. I mean, we don't have a basketball team. We don't have a baseball team. You know, the Broncos are too far. You know, Green Bay is way over there. And we have our Minnesota Vikings. So Minnesota 20 and Green Bay Packers 3, if you're listening to us live here. But, you know, that's what I was telling that lady that night, is he's got to decide. Your friend, he has to decide what his value is. He has to decide if he believes in his product. He has to value his worth. And when he does those things, charges, and you know, whatnot, and different things like that. But in saying that, I want to thank you all for listening tonight. I do apologize that we did cut out for about a minute or so. I don't know. Sometimes the weather gets cold. I thought I'm gonna fix this problem, but I think it just kind of happens every so often. I'm really grateful and thankful that so many people tune in each Sunday night. Join next Sunday night or Sunday night broadcast is going to be from here again, 9 p.m. What is your position in life. It's going to be a pretty cool message. Just going to talk about where are you at. You know, are you happy with what you have going on? Are you where you want to be in life? Just maybe some pointers that can help get away with that. But nobody's going to get you out of a situation but yourself. Until you decide that enough is enough. If you don't like your job, then that job isn't for you. If you're not in love with your job, then you need to go find you in love with. If you are in a relationship that that is unhealthy, healthy. Because if you don't make it healthy, it's just going to get worse. How do you make it healthy? Well, obviously, you do it by spending quality time with yourself. Again, it's important to focus and empower yourself before you can empower others. We sometimes forget to be there for ourselves because we commit our time to our children, work, and parental responsibility. Don't feel selfish if you want to kick back and celebrate your self-worth. That's something that is very, very important. Kick back, be in love with you so that you can love others. Be spiritual so you can you can be spiritual with others. You know, I want to thank you guys for listening this evening. Again, join me time. Again, what is your position in life? That will be our message. Check out chancerush.com for, some of the stuff that we've got going on. Some of our native men, all the bylaws situated about it. Impact state of Oklahoma country as well. So excited shirt. Some of the proceeds will go to suicide.